Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Our mission is very clear and something that's actionable. We want to help you experience life as God intended, and we're going to talk about the part of life that we call marriage. How can you experience your marriage as God intended? God never intended for your marriage to be just one big, you know, pain in the neck or difficult all the time or living with lies or not enjoying intimacy and closeness and communication. God, well, his expectation is that our marriage would be a place where we can find enjoyment and pleasure. It doesn't mean it's perfect. Come on. It doesn't mean that our spouse is meeting all of our needs. We need to grow up. That's not reality. But the question I would ask, and you can answer it, you're the only one who can, are you experiencing your marriage as you know God intended? And if it is, you can sit back in your recliner chair and enjoy the show today. If not, you need to lean forward, lean into it, as we talk about some things you can do to start to experience your marriage as the way God intended. Husbands loving their wives, wives respecting their husbands, and being in communication, being on the same page, working for some goals. These are things that God really intends for our marriage. And this is a pickup from yesterday where we talked about these three stages of marriage. The first stage, the first 7 years, we call the learning years, where you're working on communication, financial management, in-laws, and so on. The middle years, after 7 years of marriage, you're still working on communication, but now you're balancing responsibilities. You probably have kids, and if you're blended, maybe you started right off with kids in the first years of marriage. So you kind of jumped right into those middle years. Changing needs, parenting challenge, balancing responsibilities. And then the senior years, the empty nest, adjusting to retirement, health issues, loss of intimacy, and so on. We'll talk more about that today. I am Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, along with Jennifer and with Stephen. And we'd love to have you be a part of the show today.
Chris.
All right, let me get to the callers. By the way, you can leave your comment at 888-888-1717. Chris in Arizona, how are you today? Are you there, Chris?
Yes, I am. Thank you. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Appreciate your call. Says you've been married 6 years. What have you learned?
Yes. Well, I've learned to keep God at the head of everything. And this is coming from someone that said he'd never be married. Well, unfortunately, my plans are different than the Lord's, and the Lord's plans are always good. what's gotten us through our problems is we're also taking care of my 81-year-old mother that almost caused us to
All right, we're having
to top that all up.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit there, Chris. Sounds like your aging mother, you're caring for her, and that's been stressful in your marriage, if I understood you right.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. How have you dealt with that? What are things you're doing to make that work?
Well, we started seeing a counselor, a Christian counselor at that. I wouldn't see any other counselor but a Christian counselor, because I believe seeing a Christian counselor allows you to incorporate the Lord into it. And we all know, with the Lord's blessing, everything will work out and everything will be okay. So it has helped us. We have reconnected, and I wanted to comment on the other Chris earlier about that book, The Five Love Languages.
Our counselor,
yes, who is also a pastor, told us to read that book. So we bought that book off of Amazon. We read it, and it's worked miracles. Me and my wife are closer than ever. Never, ever in your marriage be afraid or too proud to admit your fault. Never, ever. Always stand up and say, I'm at fault in this as well. Mm. My wife's love language is words of affirmation. My love language is quality time.
So yeah. And when you learn the difference between those, and you can speak the love language of your spouse, your marriage is a whole lot better.
Oh, amen to that. I tell you what, you got to make sure your spouse's love tank is full.
That's for sure. All right. Thank you, Chris. Got to move on. We're talking marriage today. We got a lot of folks who want to join in this discussion. Let's go to Rebecca, 29 years into marriage. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What have you learned after 29 years you want to pass along to others?
I would say for the first 7 years and even in the middle times is to choose your friends wisely. Mm-hmm. Even Christian friends can be a positive influence over your children or detrimental.
Was that something that you guys struggled with, and you look back and say, we wish we'd have been more cautious?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, since I was a homeschooler, I had a friend that I used to homeschool with, and it always felt like that it was a comparison or, you know, a competition between our children. And it was better, like, for me to pull back from that relationship because I felt like it put too much pressure on my children. Mm. And then I had another relationship where I felt like my children were continually judged. And both of these people were Christians, but I would just, like, warn other parents, like, you are the protector of your children, and that you have to guard them first and foremost before you put them out there.
Yeah. And these were Christian people. You think we tend to be as a community sometimes a little judgmental toward other families and what they do or don't do and not measuring up?
Yeah, sometimes, you know.
Yeah, that's been, you know, I think that's one of the things we have to watch out for as believers, because we understand the Bible and we listen to shows like this, Intentional Living, where we try to teach what the Bible shares with us on living our life and doing things. And it's easy to say, well, they're not doing that. You know, look, we do that and they don't do that. And yet they go to church, our same church, right? And in the process, it's easy to be judgmental. And I think Rebecca reminds us the power of prayer and picking friends carefully. And who do you allow into your child's life? You know, we obviously are concerned about those that will be negative and drawing our kids away from faith, but even people of faith, to be careful that that relationship doesn't distort in the minds of our children a true understanding of who God is, because that can happen. All right, let me go to Judy in Kansas.
Hello.
Hi, Judy, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. 54 years married.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Oh, it's wonderful. Not always. It hasn't always been wonderful, but in those times, we choose to remember what it was about the other one that caused us to love to start with.
Yeah. What was it?
Well, for me, it was his personality and his easy laugh. And for him, I think it was my sense of humor because I made him laugh.
54 years. What was where was the low point in 54 years?
I think it was probably when the children were getting involved in junior high and high school, because there were so many activities going on that the time that we had to communicate and spend together was less.
So how did it, when the kids left home, were you guys prepared for that empty nest, or was there sort of, oh, now who are we? We got to get started over again here.
It was actually not too bad because we had a basement apartment. So when our children got married, they moved into the basement apartment until they could afford a house.
Yeah.
So it was an easy transition, and I think our daughter moved down into the apartment when she was a senior in high school, and so we didn't have as much communication or control because she was 18. We didn't have a lot of control over, because she worked nights as well, so it was easier.
So you transitioned okay into that, and you look back, these are good years.
Yes, of course, health issues, and sometimes at the age that we are, you have to speak the same thing twice because you haven't heard it.
Hello. Yeah, I understand. Yes. So you turn the radio. That's why you got to keep the radio a little bit louder too, right?
That's right. The radio has to be a little louder, and then you have to talk a lot louder.
All right. Turn the radio back up, Judy. Thanks for calling today.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. I guess we need to have a closed caption radio, right? Yeah, I understand. All right. We're talking about from the beginning. We got folks calling and say, I've been married 6 years. And here's Judy saying 54 years, remembering what caused them to love each other in the beginning, going back to their first love. That's powerful. All right, we didn't take a break yet. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Mary, hang on there in New York. We'll find out what's going on with you in a moment.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I love this scripture because it reminds us, gives a real picture, James says, reminds us of the humility of our humanity. He says in James 4, 13 through 15, "Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to this city or that city and spend a year there and carry on business and make lots of money." And then what we do? And I think sometimes that can be the misunderstanding part of intentional living. If I do all these things, I'm gonna do all these things, put my plan together, I'm going to go out there and make a lot of money, or I'm going to go out and have a great family, or I'm going to get my education and go do these great things, and I've been intentional. But James says, why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow.
Man, that is kind of a scary thought when we really let it settle in, but it is true, and that's why living intentionally, here's the mission statement. It says, helping people experience life as he intended today. I put in the word today to remind us that it's today. That's all we have promise of, today. And why do we do this? God's intentional love compels us. You know, that's what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God's love compels us. The love of Christ compels us. And that's what compels us to share this message that in this case, marriage, you can have a marriage the way God intended if you give your life to him and if you follow God's intention for you and your spouse and your relationship. And that's what we focus on, to encourage you in that way. Now, we're here at the end of this month, literally just, 3 days left, weekdays. Got today and tomorrow, right? And then going into the weekend. To wrap up our fiscal year, and at last report, we still have a good amount able to be matched to close out this year. When we do, the need will be met for the ministry for this month and for our budget. And so the last report was just around 10,000, a little under 10,000 to go. So can I just challenge you today? Maybe you'll be one that says, hey, I could give $1,000, have it matched dollar for dollar, 500, or join monthly, or an additional love gift if you're a monthly member. Just asking you to step up and help us close out this year strong. How do you do that? You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or you can go to theintentionallife.com and click on donate, okay? And when you do, you'll be a part of a very important team wrapping up this year. All right, theintentionallife.com. Or 888-888-1717. Talking marriage, 88-year-old Dr. James Dobson made this statement. He says, in marriage, it is never about falling. It's always about getting back up. And that's really a key. If you're feeling like you're on the bottom and you've fallen down, we're here to help you get back up, but get back up. All right? Let's get back to the calls, the stages of life. In marriage, how you doing? Mary is in New York. Hi, Mary. How are you today?
Oh, great. I'm doing well. I just wanted to let you know that to encourage your listeners that it was before, at the age of 47 for myself and my husband was 50, we came to know the Lord as Savior. And if it wasn't for Jesus, we would have been divorced. And now we put him first, and we are in retirement and enjoying every minute of it. It's been wonderful to be able to serve together at church. My husband facilitates a couple's Bible study. We are just blessed with still pretty decent health, so we can enjoy biking and walking and just being each other's best friends. And really, after Jesus, it comes our marriage, and we stay true to it. So Our pastor has always said, love your spouse better than they deserve. And really, we try to help bless each other.
That's true. What was it that brought you to Christ?
I just got an invitation from one of my students' parents. And I said, something's different about your daughter, because I taught at-risk students, and she was just a pleasure, and so was her sister. And the mom said, they love Jesus. And I said, well, I want to love Jesus like that. Well, and my husband and I came to know the Lord exactly at the same time.
Oh, my. Boy, so a child led you. Who had an impact, who loved Jesus.
Yeah. Yep.
Made an impact in your life.
Yep.
Wow.
And that's why I was, honestly, it was beautiful. So every time we go someplace, we invite people to our church. We want to pay it back big time.
Yeah. Good for you. Well, Mary, thank you for calling from New York today. I'm glad you're listening. Yeah. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. God bless you.
What a story. Fantastic. Hey, listen, you make a difference. Your kids are making a difference in school, how they live. How we live makes a difference. You know, live our lives in such a way that those who see us will know Jesus more than us, right? I love that. All right, Kathy in Michigan, how are you today?
Good. Thank you.
41 years married, huh?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. What have you learned?
To have patience, to be on the same page, to listen to each other. We have a son. He has learning disabilities. He has autism. He has seizures, and just recently got a permanent catheter. So we have to really, take care of him and love him. So that's how we've learned, through God giving us this child. Mm. And I feel like God picked us for him. And, it isn't always about us. It's about him and the rest of our family, of course, but it gives you insight. It helps you to have patience. It helps you to realize what's important in life.
So, how old is he?
He's 40.
You've been caring for him for 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like he's 8 years old in his mind. Loves to watch the Golden Girls.
That's interesting. All right.
Hey, yeah.
How has this, we got a lot of people listening that probably have, issues in their family with health and children with special needs and so on.
Absolutely.
What is it that what have you learned after 40 years? I mean, what are some things that have helped you in really practical ways?
Well, you have to take one day at a time, because every day is different. You have to realize that he can't do things for himself. I've learned to pray on him when he has a seizure and it stops. Mm. God's good. And, my husband is my partner. He is my soulmate. Without him, he's like my rock. Well, God's my rock, but
right.
You have to be a team and you have to be one. And that's what I feel like we are.
Good for you. Well, it's humbling to be able to speak to you and encouraging to know that you and your husband are really exemplifying what it means to live intentionally in your marriage and your family. And I'm glad you're listening today.
Yeah. And I've been praying for Mike and his family, because sad. Oh, well. But you have a blessed day. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
All you do.
Thank you. And, we understand the needs. What struck my mind, Jennifer, was as I heard Kathy's story, is the number of people, and I say this humbly, and I say this as kindly as I can, the number of people that I have met or known over the years who have bailed out of a marriage for things that really, comparatively to other things in life, like what we just heard, seem so insignificant. Now, I know they're significant. I know they need to be dealt with. But here's a couple, and we know the stats are, when you have that kind of a challenge in your family, divorce is huge. It's a big number. I just can't take it. But when I hear a story like Kathy's and the attitude that they've taken, it's humbling, and I hope a reminder to some of us that no matter what we're going through, we got to go a little bit further, stand a little bit stronger and trust God a little bit more. Don't you see that? I mean, I think.
Yeah. And the one thing that I keep hearing from our callers over and over, especially the ones who've been married years and years, is putting God first. Yeah. It's God and then their relationship, then their children. And that's, I think that's a really good message, because I think a lot of us do tend to forget that. Sometimes we let things in life get in the way and forget that God's first. We got to go to God.
Right.
And come together as a team.
All right. I'll tell you what we're going to do. You ready? We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and sit at the feet of a couple. Is it 71 years married? Charlotte, 71 years married. So if you want some wisdom, hang on. We'll be right back.
I just wanted to thank Intentional Living. Life can get so overwhelming. Focusing on one thing has really helped me just be present, because I feel the presence of God.
With your support, the lives of people like Donna are changed, and they can experience God in a new way.
I love you guys. Thank you. You're making a big difference.
Support Intentional Living today with a monthly gift, and you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's life-changing monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
This month, we have an incredible opportunity, as some friends in the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $19,000 right now. To receive unlimited access to Dr. Randy's teachings and send in your matching gift, call 888-888-1717 today, or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. That's it. Need your help. We've been sharing it the last couple of weeks and been taking care of this very special match. Some friends of the ministry matching $19,617, I believe was the exact number, dollar for dollar. And we're getting there. We're close, but we're running out of time. So your best gift today will make a huge difference. Call 888-888-1717, press number 2 during West Coast business hours, or go online to theintentionallife.com and join us. Click on donate. Boy, we'd love your help. Talking marriage today, one thing to make your marriage what God intended for it to be.
My husband, he's not a believer, and I'm a new believer. My husband and I have had a real tough time, you know, connecting since then. And about a month ago or so, he started tuning into your radio program because he knew how much I listened to it and how much it meant to me. One day I called to say, could you please tune into this? And he already had it on. And just that is already changing things for us. And
you think he's listening right now?
I know he is.
Well, talk to him. What would you like to say to him?
I just want you to know how much this means to me. And that I want more than anything for our marriage to work. And I love you.
Real life. That's real life around here. We're dealing with the ups, the downs, the challenges, the good days, the bad days. And in all, we're saying, what's God's intention in the midst of the pain? What is God's intention in the midst of the upside in marriage? That's what we're here to help you think through, and take us back to God's word as the foundation for that. All right. I promised we're going to learn from 71 years of marriage. Charlotte, how are you?
Fine, thank you. And each day is just a blessing for my husband and I. We've been married 71 years. He's 96. I'm 91. So I started out with
He married a younger woman.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm the younger woman. I know. And we have 3 children, 2 boys and a girl, 5 grandchildren, 1 little great-granddaughter is going to be a year old, the 4th of July. But each day is just a blessing, and I just thank the Lord so much that he's allowed us to live this long and to watch my children grow and grow old with us. And our daughter's going to be 70 in July, and I can't believe it.
Wow.
Our oldest son's 75, and our youngest son's going to be 65. That's my baby.
Your baby, yeah. But you gave him some good genes, right?
I guess so.
All right, now
each one. Our youngest son's been married 39 years. Our daughter was married 43 years, and her husband passed away 4 years ago. and our oldest son is married 54 years. So, God has been so good to us. And I started out, may I just share this quickly? As a little girl, I came from a very loving family, but they weren't Christians. And my sister and I were sent to church most all the time. And it always bothered me so much seeing my friends with their parents at church. And sometimes I'd go home pretending I was sick and crying because it bothered me so. So I knew when I grew up, I wanted to have a family. When I have my family, that we were going to attend church together. And when I married my husband, I shared that with him, and he felt the same. He was a widower with a year and a half old son. So I started out with a 20 years old and a year and a half old son. And then we started attending church. We were not Christians until we were 30. And then we both came to know the Lord. And so our children were grown, were raised with going to church. On Wednesday night, we go to prayer service. On Sunday, two services, morning and in the evening. And they all know the Lord.
Amen.
And so, as I said, we, and our health is fairly good, can't complain. And so, as I said, we feel very, very blessed.
Thank you, Charlotte. 91 years old, and the good news is that they're still married. And he's 96. He married a younger woman, right? 71 years. Thank you, Charlotte, for sharing your story. You know, as we wrap up today, if you missed yesterday, I encourage you to listen to it in our archives on our website. The message here is probably different than the message on marriage and most everything else you're going to hear on radio, TV, online, because we believe that when we choose to be intentional in our walk with Christ, things can change, and they will change. Sometimes it changes in us first before other people. God is a good God. This message of intentional living is to help you, your spouse, and your family to experience your life and your family as God intended. And I say thanks to our members who pray for us and support the ministry. If you're not a part of the team, come. This would be a great time closing out this fiscal year to get involved. Just go to theintentionallife.com for information on that and helpful resources, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Stephen. For our entire team, this is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.